Well, when then
and we
we'll
just
be
might
really
show
good to see
up,
you
and
on
I will
Pride
let you
48.
know within a week.
Oh,
But
okay.
let's do a vote. Let's have America vote.
Yes, America, all 1,800 of you,
yeah.
Vote
you
and
text.
See if you want Tom and Terry and Big Fatty can he can be the politician for this or whatever. He can, you know, because what Big Fatty says happens.
Okay.
Steve in the UK, okay, wanted a webcam for his new apartment so people could see the view of the city. Well, he did it on his own. No one was really doing it. Big Fatty did it, and I guess he got enough money to buy like 3 cameras.
He's
when
the
Big
boss.
Fatty speaks, it happens.
He's the...
That's what happens.
Pooba.
Big Fatty is...
When Big Fatty opens his mouth, shit happens.
Right.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, because what Big Fatty says happens.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1090 of the BFO for Monday, the 2th of April, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, Big Fatty and Miss Kitty went out of town over the weekend. Big Fatty, was there something special going on? Yes! Hello, escapees! Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Dear Gussie, y'all, I will tell you because that is big news, y'all. Oh, dear Gussie, there's big news. But y'all, before I forget, we need to remind you about this. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is into the BFO Pride 48, yes! Don't forget, Pride 48! 8 p.m. Eastern Time, the only time zone that matters tonight.
Oh, Big Fatty, I'd already forgotten about it when you told us last week. Well, y'all, we are going to get updates. Updates, I say. Updates on the big Pride 48 hootenanny in September, y'all. I believe they're going to announce the host hotel. You know, that Joey Bukkake. Has got some details to pass along. And y'all, there may be some discussion about the schedule. Y'all, that is a chicken finger, bae. That is, it just sounds vulgar when you say that. But y'all, and it'll be a chance for you to be in the chat room and ask some questions. Arthur's gonna be there for the little show, as is that Adam Burns and that Joey Bukkake and old Biba and Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, are you gonna be a suit this year? No. I will not be a suit. I'm just going to be a big fat ass. Big Fatty done. I guess it's time for me to tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, you're not going to believe it. You're just not gonna believe it, y'all. Big Fatty on Friday decided to take Friday afternoon off from the coal mine. Y'all, one moment, please. Y'all, that is a little of the chocolate almond milk. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I decided that I was gonna go look at cars. I'm gonna get a car. And y'all, so I went to a dealership that I had bought my first car from back in 1986. And, I don't know, that may have been, well, that probably was my first car that I bought, new car. And so I went to them, and I told the salesman, I said, now, you need to know that I don't need a new car. And I said, but I want you to just show me a couple of the best deals that you have on the lot. I said, I am not married to an SUV or a car or a truck or new or used. I said, just show me some of the best deals you got on the lot. So he showed me an expedition, y'all. I mean, this thing, y'all, it's like a land yacht, and it was a Delakai. It was one of those that the owners had driven for 5,000 miles. It was a 2012, and y'all, it had a $63,000. Price tag on it, but y'all, it had a $10,000 discount, so it was only $53,000. Well, y'all, that was a little bit more than I wanted to spend. You know, I could have bought that had I not been going a big fatty. Anyway, so we looked around at a few other things, and y'all, then he showed me a car called the Escape. Big Freddy, now the beginning of the little show makes sense. Escapees. And y'all, they had several of them. And y'all, they had one that was the Escape Limited. The Limited. And y'all, it had... well, I tell you what, just hang on a second. Yes, Big Freddy, go get the sticker so you can read us the sticker. Hat M loves it when you read the sticker. Big Freddy, this is a lovely, lovely opening to talk about the new car. So, y'all, I got me a 2012 Escape. Now, it has a small engine. It's just a four-cylinder engine, which I'm sure does not, Faye driver does not approve of. But, y'all, I don't need a V8, you know, like the Ford Explosion had. Y'all, it's got these special mirrors that kind of bow out so that you can see things in your blind spot. It's got a power driver's seat. It's got heated passenger and driver seats, leather-wrapped steering wheel. It's a silver color with a dark gray leather interior. Y'all, they have a thing now that it is a capless fuel tank that it only you can't stick other things in it other than a gas thing from the petrol station. Power windows, heated mirrors, power mirrors. Y'all, it has the Sirius satellite. It has the Sync voice-activated system, the electronic power-assisted steering. They've got something called MyKey that if you had a children, you could set it so that when they put their key in, it would only go... a certain speed, and you could only turn the radio up so much, and it controlled other things and all too. I'll never use that. Power locks, power windows, remote keyless entry, and y'all then had a special equipment group. It was the Moon and Tune. Moon and Tune, Big Freddy, we love a Moon and Tune. Package that included a power moonroof, premium quality sound with 7-speaker and a CD, limited luxury package, which included the reverse sensing system. Y'all, it beeps when you back up. And y'all, it also has a dual air controls and that kind of thing. It has the rear camera, y'all, that it shows you what you see out the back when you're backing up, and y'all, it shows up on the rear view mirror. And and y'all, the list price for this car was the manufacturer's suggested retail price was $29,275. I take that back. It was $29,940 less the equipment group savings, which you save more when you do the when you buy it in packages. So the price was $29,275, and y'all, there was a $2,500 rebate, And y'all, the Big Fatty did some dickering. Big Fatty, old dickery doc. And y'all, I got it for $25,800, and I financed it for 8 years, y'all. Dear gosh, Big Fatty, that's longer than you'll live. And got it at 2.75% financing, so the car payment will be about $338 a month. But y'all, I'll pay it off. It's a simple interest loan. There's no penalty for paying it off early. And so y'all, Big Fatty's got a new escape. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, after I got the car, Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, they came by the dealership, and they picked me up there and took the Ford Explosion over to Miss Kitty's house, and I drove over there and transferred things over into the new car, and then after that, I took the Ford Explosion to the car wash, and I got it all cleaned up, and then I came home, and on the way home, y'all went by the P.O. Box, and there were two cards in there, and y'all, the first card, let's just see what this is. Oh, y'all, this looks like an Easter card. I think I'm gonna wait. I think I'm gonna wait, because Easter's this coming weekend. I'm gonna wait and look at that. Then, y'all, let's see if this next card is a Easter card. No, it's not. Y'all, I don't know who this is from. It's got one of these mechanical, it's got one of these mechanical postmarks on it, so you can't tell where it's from. But y'all, you open it up, and y'all, there's a picture of Jesus. There's a picture of Jesus with a little girl, and it says, Jesus loves the little children. And y'all, they're looking at a little butterfly in the garden. And it says, and in God's eyes, we are all his children. Oh, this is an Easter card. Be blessed, heart me. Well, me, thank you so much. I'm sorry I opened it early. I am sorry I opened it. Forget I did it. I'll read it again on Friday. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, I don't have any idea who me is. Big Fatty, don't you know? But y'all, I decided, I asked Miss Kitty, I said, Miss Kitty, would you be available to drive the Ford Explosion over to Hatlanta on Saturday? And he said, yes. And so y'all, Saturday, drove over to Miss Kitty's house, and we escaped. We escaped and exploded. Big Fatty, did you ever? And y'all, we drove over to Hatlanta and pulled in the driveway of the Hats, and I called my mother on the cellular telephonic device, and I said, what are you doing? And she says, oh, I'm just watching the television machine. And I said, well, could you open the garage door? She goes, why? I said, because I'm driving down the driveway. What? What? And so, y'all, you know, it was just, oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, we got there, and my brothers and sister-in-law and the Hat, they were all excited and everything. And Miss Kitty was excited, too, y'all, because he was tired of damn driving. And I don't blame him, y'all. Don't blame him at all. And so we visited for a little while, and I signed over the title. Of course, y'all, I'm just going to give them the car. I mean, you know, they need a nicer car, and the Explosion only was a 2005, and it had 66,000 miles on it. So, y'all, that's like a brand new car for them. And so I just gave him the car. And anyway, then Sunday morning, we got up and had breakfast, and I gave him a lesson on, because, you know, there are lots of bells and whistles on the Ford Explosion. And and so I had to give them the rundown, and y'all, you know, I know they got about 2% of the 100% of stuff I told them about, but I got the memory seats program for them so that each of them have a little button they can push to get their seat back where they want it. And then I said, now you're going to, you know, the insurance. Oh, this was one thing. There are a couple of things that I really found surprising in this whole experience. Number one, I felt like I got a real good deal. Number two, y'all, they gave me a full tank of gasoline. I couldn't believe it. I just could not believe it. The other thing that I found interesting, I called my insurance agent and I told her that I had the new car. And she says, oh, we're ready, escape from the fat cave. But y'all, I was going to, you know, since we were taking, you know, driving both cars, I wanted to make sure they were both insured for the trip over. And she says, well, we'll add the new car to your policy on Monday, but there's a, you know, I've got all the information and there's a 4-day complimentary overlap where both cars are covered under your policy at no additional charge. Y'all, these things do not happen. These things do not happen in 2012. Y'all, complimentary, big Freddy, don't you know it? And so anyway, y'all, we gave the lesson and then drove back Sunday. I guess we left at about 10:30 a.m. in the morning and got in about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. But y'all, the car, it's got that sync system. Y'all hadn't figured it out yet. I can't understand it quite yet. I've got the book. I've got to look at it again. But y'all, it's hooked up to the iNATA of the iPhone. And y'all, I just talked to the mechanical in the car and I'll say, mechanical, please call Walnut Hills. And it'll go, calling Walnut Hills. And y'all, then all of a sudden, the phone is ringing in Walnut Hills. Not that I would have the phone number for Walnut Hills, but that was just an example, y'all, a poor example, I'm sure. Because, you know, even if the phone did ring there and it wouldn't answer, you know, they have a mechanical pick it up, you know, so they can screen the calls and they'd hear, hello, lovey, and then they'd unplug it. But the other thing is it has the Sirius satellite radio. And y'all, I get a complimentary, I don't know how long the complimentary period is. I don't know if it's a month or 6 months or whatever. But I've got to look into that. But y'all, they've got all kinds of things on there. And y'all, I can play a podcast on the iNATA and it comes out through the speakers in the car without ever being hooked. Oh, dang, I see, by a wire or anything. And, y'all, it's just, it's amazing. It's some sort of, I guess, if that Michael in Stuttgart hadn't unsubscribed, y'all, he could tell me what Bluetooth means. Big Fatty, it's what a Smurf has. That's what it is. But y'all, I listen to the Sirius Radio. Y'all, they've got a homosexual channel called the Out Q, and I listen to some of that. And then they've got an all show tunes channel. Big Fatty, you're gay as a goose. You're just gay as a goose. About the only person I can think that would be lots gayer than you would be that ginger bear, right?
No, because what Big Fatty says happens.
And Big Fatty says, be over at Pride 48 at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.